Spirit, I have eyes to see, I have ears to hear, and my spirit is perceiving. You're about to talk to me by using St. Paul. It might be a message of 2,000 years, and it's valuable today. The heading over this chapter 4 is called Living in Harmony with One Another. My dear and precious friends, whom I deeply love, you have truly become my glorious joy and crown of reward. I love that part. Now, a crown of reward is happening right now with you, young man, because you're watching your obedience to pray for a young man that has now verified he appreciates and is connected to you by the same Holy Spirit. So could he be a part of your future down the road? He already is. Okay? Well, your crown of reward, Darlene, you work with every day. Okay? Gail's crown of reward is on the messaging that she gives out with glorious revelations as the Holy Spirit gives.
Oh, God is doing a wonderful work with my son.
But, yeah, but what I'm trying to say is he may be doing with your son, your daughter, and so on and so forth. That's family. But you're giving out the word. Mm-hmm. And that is the reward. God's not lightweight on that. Okay? So now he says, now arise in the fullness of your union with our Lord. And I plead with Euodia, or Euodia, and Syntyche to settle their agreement and be restored with one mind in our Lord. I would like my dearest friend and burden bearer to help resolve this issue, for both women have diligently labored with me for the prize and helped in spreading the revelation of the gospel along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers. All of their names are written in the book of life. Be cheerful with joyous celebrations in every season of life. Let your joy overflow, and let the gentleness be seen in every relationship, for our Lord is ever near. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day. Did you hear that? Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure, holy, merciful and kind, and fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. Did you hear that? Fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. You see, when you're in a challenge space, as you fasten your thoughts on what he's capable of doing, rather than your emotions, what's going to happen? See, your emotions are going to go up and down, sideways, you name it, everywhere but with obedience. But when you fasten your thoughts, that's really declaring the word. That's what Gail has been doing. Declaring his plan, not going with what she's perceived in her mind about how much pain she's in or the fire and how deep it is. But the most important is that his plan is unfolding in her, and what she is going to be able to teach others will be much greater down the road, because God is forming a home. He's forming a home and a home base. So, put into practice the example of all that you have heard from me, seen in my life, and the God of peace will be with you in all things. That applies to each and every one of you. Okay? Put into practice the example that you are to the one that you're teaching, to the one that you see once in the morning, whatever that happens to be. Oh, relieving someone of an animal that they can't take care of. That's you. You're doing the work of the Lord to make sure that his little animals are going to be taken care of. Up in Canada, I've got one that prays for so many because he's an intercessor. He even prays for Massachusetts. Hip, hip, hooray. Put into practice the example of all that you have heard from me or seen in my life, and the God of peace will be with you in all things. Paul thanks the Philippians for their support. My heart overflows with joy when I think of how you demonstrated love to me by your financial support. Did you hear? Your financial support could be a $5 bill that'll change someone's life. Of my ministry, your demonstrated love to me by your financial support of my ministry. For even though you have so little, you still continue to help me at every opportunity. I'm not telling you this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be satisfied in any circumstances. That, believe me, was something that I learned many years ago. Being happy where I am, financially, emotionally, physically, because it's going to change. What was yesterday is not possibly going to be tomorrow. Sometimes there's an adjustment. Sometimes there's a trip to the ER. You might not like, but again, learn to be satisfied in any circumstance. I know that it means to lack. I know what it means to lack. And I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance. For I am trained in the secret of my overcoming all things, whether in fullness or in hunger. And I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. So his infusion is what? An ability to explode inside with power, to complete the journey, even if it's difficult. That's my version. You've so graciously provided for my essential needs during this season of difficulty, for I want you to know that the Philippian church was the only church that supported me in the beginning as I went out to preach the gospel. You were the only church that sowed into me financially. And when I was in Thessalonica, you supported me for well over a year. Catching on. Diligence by a group of people to support him for a year. I mention this not because I'm requesting a gift, but so that the fruit of your generosity may bring you an abundant reward. When you obey and you give, expect a reward. Sometimes we give and we don't expect anything. We're doing it out of duty. But if you're planting seeds, like, okay, in a few weeks, people will be planting their gardens. Well, if you put all those seeds in the ground and those baby plants, and you don't take care of it, what happens? The weeds will take over. And by the fall, what have you got? A mess. But if you're careful and you keep diligence, you will get an abundant reward. I now have all I need, more than enough. I'm abundantly satisfied, for I've received the gift you sent by Aphrodite and viewed it as a sweet sacrifice, perfumed with the fragrance of your faithfulness, which is so pleasing to God. So he's also saying to them, what you're doing with me and for me is also being watched over by God. And you know, as I was reading that message that was spoken over me back in 97, my brother and his wife were with me, and of course, it was, I believe, the first time that they witnessed what God was preparing me to do. And they watched, and I remember my brother saying to me, you know, I could never do what you're doing. Because by that time, I am actually 57 years old and I'm without a job since I'm 42. I have not had a job since I'm 42 years old because the Lord told me that I was working for him. Okay, so there have been seasons of abundance and there's also been seasons of lack and survived all of them. That's to God that I serve. So when I see Holy Spirit at work, and he used many different individuals, but he used my brother and his wife in a very special way for me, when there was a very big challenge in front of me that I could not conquer by myself. And so I'm going to just kind of give a testimony of something that happened about a year before. In 1996, it was about this time of year, and I get a little bit of a news flash on some kind of a invitation that Kansas City House of Prayer was going to have a big gathering in Kansas City, and John Paul Jackson was going to be there. Well, I call, or my sister-in-law called, and we talked and so on and so forth. And after we got done doing whatever, she says, oh, by the way, she says, Benny Hinn's going to be in Kansas City. So I never heard the words in July, but that was what she had heard, because she was supporting them and they would get a newsletter. I said, Kansas City? Yes! Yay! I said, we need to go to Kansas City because John Paul Jackson's going to be there. And she says, John Paul Jackson? I don't know him. I said, well, he's the one that prophesied about my boys. And, you know, by this time, you know, I've gotten to know him a little bit and very blessed multiples of times. So she said, well, I'll talk to your brother and maybe we can do something. She says, that new camper needs to go somewhere. So I said, oh, that would be so cool. And so we just agreed quickly in prayer that the Lord would do whatever would be best, okay? So sure enough, a few days later, we get a confirmation. My brother says, yep, I got somebody to cover for me for a week. So we're going to Kansas City. And I couldn't touch the ground. I just needed to get away from the painful situation that I was living in. And I remember him pulling up in front of the house with that great big long mobile home on wheels, and get in there and with my backpack and so on and so forth, dropped it on the edge, and he picked me up, and I felt like, oh my God, I not only got rid of the burden, but I'm now on a vacation, okay? But I took one look at my brother and I said, what happened to you? He had lost so much weight. So I haven't eaten for 3 weeks. All I'm eating is Mylanta. His stomach was in terrible condition. So everywhere we went, he had to put a sweater on, and we teased him. And of course, when he got away from the house and the circumstances and the shop and the factory problems and the slaughterhouse problems, he started to eat. So we did about 4 days of traveling, and I said, where's your sweater? Oh, he says, I'm warming up. Now, he actually put on 5 pounds. So he was feeling better. And so the medicine was working. What was the medicine? Fellowship. What was the medicine? Somebody to talk to that's not going to judge and condemn you. What was the fellowship? Being able to cry out to the Lord together, the three of us, waiting on the Holy Spirit to do whatever needed to be done. So, I've received the gift you sent by my brother Gaston, who is now with Jesus, and viewed it as a sweet sacrifice perfumed with the fragrance of your faithfulness, which is so pleasing to God. I am so convinced that my God will fully satisfy every need you have, for I have seen the abundant riches of glory revealed to me through Jesus Christ. And God our Father will receive all the glory and the honor throughout the eternity of eternities. Amen. Give my warm greetings to all the believers in Christ Jesus, all the brothers and sisters that are here with me. Send their loving greetings, especially the converts from Caesar's household. This I love, because here he is letting us know that because he's in jail, Caesar's household is filled with believers. Guess what's going to happen to the atmosphere in Caesar's house? Yeah. What's happening to the factory where there's two girls willing to pray? Amen? Yes, Lord. Last week, when I went to visit John and Ann, or the week before, rather, when Irene had her surgery, we had to have a new toilet put in. And the plumber that I hired was the plumber that works at that time as a repairman for the complex where John and Ann have their factory. And I got to meet David. Well, he ran into a problem because once we pulled the old toilet out, we found that there was a crack in the steel pipe or the iron, cast iron pipe. So that meant that there was a replacement. They had to get a new part. And of course, she's in the hospital at, no, a nursing home at the time. And so he's the one that told me what to buy for a toilet and so on and so forth, so it would be higher so she could function. Long story short, on the day he finished the job, we sat in my office downstairs and he accepted the Lord, and I prayed with him because he had had a very difficult relationship problem. And he opened his heart. And so a week and a half ago, when I ran into him as he was coming out of one of the buildings, I said, oh my God, David, how are you doing? He says, I'm fine. I said, well, by the way, how's that relationship issue? Oh, he says, we're back together. I said, God answers prayer, huh? He says, yeah. I said, I think we're due for a coffee. He says, you're right. Call me. I'm ready. So, you see, he does things in his timing. Got it? Watch now. All the brothers and sisters that are here with me send their loving greetings, especially the converts from Caesar's household. May the grace and favor of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you and with your spirit. So, believe that God's plan is unfolding, not just for the Philippians, but for the Massachusetts that we represent, for the city of Chicopee and all the surrounding areas. Because again, the Holy Spirit is in charge. He's not, let's say, doing these things that he does because we, let's say, deserve it. I believe he's doing this because his plan is to saturate us with more of his love. Because when we are fully anointed of his Spirit, things will continue to change. And the more important is he's changing what's inside of us. Okay? The more we are changed by him, the more quickly he will be able to take us to the next level of victory. So if you will just lift one hand to the Lord and say, Jesus, what you did with Paul, the circumstances were different, but the results were the same. Those people you ended up talking about Jesus to, they totally changed Caesar's household. And eventually, there was a change in Caesar. Because some people prayed for him. Even if he was not worthy of it, but you found him worthy. There are people in our nation right now, sitting in our White House, that may not be worthy, but we lift them up right now, Lord. We're lifting them up in the name of our Savior Jesus, and we're not going to let go. We're going to rejoice. We're going to give you praise. We're going to glorify your name as you continue to do the work that only you can do. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for all that you are doing and the victories that you have already confirmed. Thank you as you continue to teach us and counsel us and comfort us as your Holy Spirit does so much more than we can ask or think. We're thanking you, we're praising you, and we're giving you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen? I'm going to try a new battery.